Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook, and we have one of my favorite repeat offenders. He's the co-founder, the CEO of Property Meld, a really good friend, makes the best steak I've ever had, and his name's Ray Haspin. Welcome back to the Playbook.
Hey, thanks, David. By the way, I remember you said favorite. I'm going to keep reminding you of you.
It's the best residential steak I've ever had. And I just got back from Italy. Your steak was way better than the Michelin restaurants I went to. Pasta we'll have to figure out later. You know, it's interesting. You keep growing at an exponential rate. And I talk about the characteristics of energy. And when I think of you as a leader, I think of an energetic leader. Like, you are very much in control of your energy. And energy has three different qualities or criteria to it. One is energy attracts like energy. So by doing so, it aggregates. So even in the involvement that I've had at the summit here with Property Meld, it keeps doubling. So that's number one. Two, energy accelerates on itself. And so not only does it attract more and it aggregates, but it accelerates. And the third is it compounds. That's why every great physicist from Einstein to Planck, all of them will talk about the rule of 72 or the exponentiality or the compounding impact, behaviors, money compounds. As I discuss these three things, how have you seen Property Meld aggregate, accelerate, and compound?
You know, the last time you were here, there was a word that you used that I wasn't quite bought into yet, but I've certainly bought into it. And it's this idea of community. So you had this conversation about the community that we're building. And I was honestly, when I was talking about it, I'm like, that's great. It's a great word. I didn't know how to like attribute that. But I think especially in the era of what I would consider disconnect in people, whether that be digital, spatial, or whatever, like what happens when communities start to form and grow and what that can do. And it talks about, you know, that energy, I think, goes through there. I think there's an element of just really getting these people together, and they have the shared passion or energy to doing it. And when we put them all here in the MX Summit, for example, it's like the perfect example of actually just getting to watch it happen.
Yeah.
And it all starts with community. That's been the big thing that I think I've really understood now, that I didn't before, even since last time we talked.
That's awesome. And my whole mission is to build a community of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other. And that's what I saw in your community, which is why I was articulating it to everyone. I'm like, wow, your community is so impressive. These are people that are buying from each other, selling for each other, and helping them. And today, I decipher things as being at ease or dis-ease. And what's interesting about the technology that exists today, which is so applicable to your industry, is that whether it's healthcare, housing, sports, that technology actually now becomes a healing agent of dis-ease. And I'm curious, under this analogy, just like in healthcare, that technology allows us to prevent the body from breaking down, to live longer, healthier. I think it's very applicable to Property Meld and to property in general. How have you seen this new era of property management where it's more preventative than reactive?
You know, it's such a good one. And I think as human beings, we always take the path of least resistance to our perceived value of getting what we want, right? And so at a minimum, things have to be easy. We're always going to find the easiest. And you brought up physicists, which I kind of feel stupid. I went to an engineering school. I'm like, I'm trying to remember this rule of 72.
And I didn't.
but I graduated with a 2.9. You're probably better at school than I was.
I was hard, Mom. Sorry.
But the whole thing is like, if you take like some of the nuance, take the medicine in general, like every human being's different. They all have different blood types, different ages, different genetics. The complexity of a human is so hard that it's not easy to solve health problems. Like in general, we pick general things like, hey, let's look at blood pressure. Let's look at whatever. But the moment you can actually take all this data and the more we learn about it and combine it to go, hey, you, David, you've got this blood pressure, this whatever. I actually have a really easy button to how we do that. And property maintenance is very similar, to where there's things that are tons of complexity. There's service issues that will make a renter leave. There's things that will cost a great deal of money. There's things that are worth so much if you catch them early. And it's like no human being can look at all of these and monitor them in real time anymore. But the technology, and the thing I'm really proud of our team on, is how we've made combining all that information and data and having what we call our agentic max and make it easy for operators to what we call make perfect decisions and take perfect actions. And it hasn't existed in the past. And so I'm pretty excited about that. Ease.
And then the second one is stable data. Mm. As you talked about the variance and the different elements of independent and dependent variables that exist within properties, and you know, being able to understand the functionality along with the data that's tied to it, you can aggregate data the same way.
Oh.
And because you have such a large organization, and because you're able to have that data, how important quantitatively is stable data now in the industry?
Do you know what's so funny? I'm going to do this on my talk tomorrow, but I love this analogy. So AI is super cool. Everybody uses the LLMs, they type in and it's incredible. And so I was using the example, like imagine a world in which you said, hey, write my spouse an anniversary card. It's our 20th year. I want you to really make it special.
Hey, dude, my wife watches this stuff. I would never do that.
Yeah, never. But the whole thing is, it's going to genericize something, and you might even get slapped in the face because, like, this isn't even me.
Yeah.
The moment you were to, like, feed it all the special accomplishments, the meaningful impacts they had on your life, the special moments they had as a mom or a dad, and feed that all in there and say, now I want you to write that 20-year card. AI can do some incredible things with conglomerating that and writing it. And so that context, that data is actually the thing that is going to separate what the outcomes are with all this new technology coming out. And I'm really excited. So we're probably the best by far, a logarithmic leap away from second place of measuring the real world. And we know what it looks like in a digital form.
Yeah, it is amazing with the amount of data that can exist in a social silo. So even me, I laughed about the anniversary card, but then I realized that I have so much content out there that I actually have a better anniversary card by putting in, you know, write my 28th anniversary, which I just had,
yeah.
You know, write a card to my wife of 28 years as if I'm David Meltzer, speaker, author, yeah. Entrepreneur. It already has all that out there.
Yeah.
Focus in on meeting her in the fourth grade.
Yeah.
The mistakes that I've made.
Yeah.
You know, I have a new brand called Made From Mistakes, which I'm really proud of, to be able to teach people that it's okay that we make these mistakes.
Yeah.
Now, there's going to be a lot more money and a lot more time for people that are used to spending a lot of money and a lot of time. Have you thought beyond the stable data and the analytics that you give people in order to effectuate having more time and more money, in giving them ideas on how and where to spend their time and money now?
You know, it's the nice thing is about being in another industry. I was in manufacturing before this technology and
before tariffs.
Before tariff, well, it was all stateside. So yeah, it was like, yeah. But the whole thing was is that I ended up finding out what a mature business looked like. There's like the margins are super tight, private equity is involved, everybody knows what their job to be done is. And then you compare it to this and it's like, we're so early innings. We're like in inning two or three. This is where people can make money, right? Nobody makes money in innings eight, nine.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is the more we sit there and create ease, which I like your word. You gave me another word today.
Good.
Thank you, by the way.
But you agree with this one more than community.
No, I agree with it immediately. Yeah, maybe exactly. I just know you're a really smart guy now. I'm like, yeah, you know, pay attention. But the whole thing is actually just creating ease to harness all this information and just kick it out in real time. And I think the moment we do that, the moment property management, property maintenance becomes less of a hard job, less of a firefighting job, we can attract people who want to go to work, feel like in their control of their day, and just ultimately alter investor outcomes and feel like they're doing it more as a financial broker instead of a firefighter. And I think that's just a much healthier, more fun way to do your job. And I think, again, it's probably just more symptomatic of where we're at in the innings. But some of this data, what we're doing with AI, is just going to help jump us 1 to 2 innings, I think.
You have a great vision, but also great knowledge of the industry. One of the areas I'm curious, because I do invest heavily in this space, is there's one thing about preventing in the maintenance side of things,
yeah,
but there's also repairing.
Yeah.
And where do you see, at what level, a home being able actually to fix itself?
Oh, man.
You know, so are they right about electricians? We should send our kid to electrician school?
Yeah.
Or is that eventually also going to be something that, you know, can fix itself, or robotics can fix?
I think we're a little far away from the trades. So anybody watching, trades is going to be a great career for the next 10, at least.
That's
next
what I
want
to know, because I believe so too.
Yeah, 100%. I'll be advocating.
As fast as things are happening,
yeah.
But you know,
still somebody needs to go turn the wrench.
Plumber is going to be a plumber.
Yeah. So the whole thing is, the car industry showed us really well. Like, most of us don't pull over and have to fix a tire anymore. It's super valuable to know, but how many blown tires have you had now versus the previous decade? They found a way to do that. They used to put repair lights inside the actual trucks, where you'd kick it up and you'd have a light right there because you needed to be a mechanic. Right now, obviously, like, these things are a bunch of computers. It's like, yeah, kind of the point.
Right.
And they monitor
the
data.
Thank God I fly almost every day.
Right.
I think to myself, thank God that's a computer up there.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
And boring for the pilot.
Yeah, exactly. And there is the double check. And so I think the more as we go down just saying, hey, repair, replace this, or this thing's coming up, statistically, this is just going to go wrong. Here's when you service it, right? It starts to turn into what we feel very common in automobile. You do an oil change this often. You replace this every 75,000 miles. You do this. Hey, by the way, that part's been recalled. And we just don't get stuck on the side of the road. The home is admittedly far more complex because we all get to choose what's inside it.
Mm-hmm.
And all that data is everywhere. Home Depot has some, Lowe's has some, a home warranty company has some, this has some. But the moment that that starts to get mastered in mass volumes, I think we're doing a great job at it. The more we start outlaying that and being like, here's when you repair versus here's when you replace, here's the things that you can't have happen when, you know, a resident's in their first year or the first 90 days, and just starting to give that instruction book guide to make this a lot more, when I show up to work, I'm not sitting there going like, what went wrong today? And instead I'm going like, what do I need to get done this week? And I think that's a lot sooner than we probably are given the credit for.
And I think the car analogy is great, because in essence, if you look at, you know, cars today, there's two variables that are going to be very similar to properties. One is battery.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. So the car changed when the battery changed.
Yes.
And then connectivity, everything connected. Yeah. So when a car was connected, you know, there's so few parts in the car now that, you know, to maintain.
100%.
So how does battery life and connectivity change property management today?
You know, it's an interesting one. The thing that's really hard, and maybe the difference between a car and a home that's important, is the car, we still look at as, I need to get from here to there, where a home is an extension of our identity. And so a lot of the times everybody wants it to be different, right? Like, I'm not looking and being envious that I want exactly your home. It's like, right. No, I want, I want that microwave and
point.
I want that.
Yeah, this tile and this cover.
So
you're talking my wife's language. Yeah. That's cost me millions, but I get it. Yeah.
But have
not good enough for me.
Yeah. But I think that's the interesting thing, is how do you go that far out? And that's where you need so much information around the assets, how those things perform over time and everything there, that make the home take as long as it's taken to become what it can fix itself, because that is part of our identity. Come to my home. That's how we serve other people. It's how we show love. That's where we cook great steaks, right?
Yeah, best
steak.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. I needed that today. But I think that's one of the biggest challenges. You have to have enough information to accommodate the extension of human beings wanting in their home, which is, what appliances I want, how do I want to treat it, it's mine, and it's so variable that you just need so much to start going, I get it, even though it's, you're going to make it just like it is, you want it to be, we can still show you the best way to manage that to where you're just, it's basically going to fix itself.
And in that customization and personalization that exists both in healthcare and in the home, one of the aspects that definitely has helped is the ability to aggregate that stable data, meaning there's dashboards.
Yeah.
And so we don't have to waste our time
for real
doing all these different things. How do you see this idea of a view of what's going on, and what importance does that have just to be able to view the data? And because you're talking about a lot of people that may not be sophisticated technologists, that our UI is so simple today, you know, even in the car, like if you own one of those cars, I'm like, are you kidding me?
No training required.
Right.
You like, get in.
Or like cool it off before I get it in, or change the amp because, I mean, I'm blown away. I'm still playing with all of that stuff.
You know, I think one of the things that we're doing is we're keep trying to, we're going to use your word again, make it, create ease.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we're doing is we're actually having Max, which is doing intake and triage and stuff, is actually starting to read people's data for them and tell them what they should do or give ideas. So one of the cool things that we're doing and toying around with is Max actually reading all the information about their operations and saying, here's where you're doing really good. Here's why it's important. Here's some areas to focus on and what to go dig in. And I've got already looked at some information. Maybe go have some conversations with those technicians or vendors. And so it's just about making it easy. You don't have to be a data scientist to go and figure this out. Max will just tell you based on the data.
Yeah.
And so it is all about ease. And
And as we come to the close, I'm going to go back to community now that you understand the word fully. Community, people that want to help each other, know people that help each other. South Dakota, I travel a lot.
Yeah.
South Dakota is not easy to get to.
Yeah.
Comparatively.
Yeah.
And even on the plane that I was on, there was so many people flying here from the bigger cities that never would go to South Dakota for a meeting. They would make you come to California, New York, Denver, et cetera. And yet the amount of people in the community keeps doubling.
Yeah.
It's accelerating. And people actually look forward to coming here for the summit. What are some of the key things that you think you do differently that, number one, I beg to come every year, and I'm going to beg you again.
Yeah.
I might even make you say yes right now.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, good.
Yep.
You're going to make, you got this. I'm coming.
Yep. I love it.
Definitely. I told my dad I'm going to beg. But what do you think it is that, I mean, this is a pain in the ass to come to, even as a speaker, and you get Sharon Lecter.
Yeah.
You know, and she's super excited. I'm super excited. I would, you know, literally love coming here.
Yeah.
What do you think the difference is?
So I would say there's one thing. One, the Black Hills particularly is fun to show off. It's kind of like the great secret that I actually want everybody to know.
Yeah.
So that's one. Two, I think the big thing is that we keep learning every year. And it's one of the best ways we can say, here's what inning three or inning four looks like. And we're giving some leading. And I think one of the things we've done a really good job is every maintenance summit, we start to predict the future and where it's going. And we're right on about 80% of it. And I think the more people can know what's coming, just no matter what it is in any facet of life, the more you can know what's coming and why, the more it makes life easier. Just like you and I talking about retirement, whatever that might look like. The more we know what's coming and what it looks like and how to prepare for it, the more it just makes it easy. Ease.
Ease. Listen, and I'll tell you another new word. Instead of retirement, repurpose.
Oh,
people are repurposing. So, and you'll repurpose, I'll repurpose. I just feel so blessed every time I'm with you. Your energy is amazing. Your stakes are even better. And this place is enormous. I will tell you three things from personal experience about Property Meld and the summit. There's three values for me that are unparalleled. And I get to do this a lot. One, experiential. I just got back from Italy and my wife's like, why are you leaving? I got Sunday night. Why are you leaving Monday? I said, because it's one of my favorite experiences. And I just had a great experience in Italy.
Yeah.
Two, business development. Mm-hmm. Like I love to get people together that make money together so they can help more people in that mindset. And then the last one, not everybody gets it here, but it's some of the best post-production content.
Really?
Like you and I, our conversation, even the audio that we did beforehand, I just have a feeling it's going to be extraordinary, impactful, empowering content.
Yeah.
And so experiential, business development, and if you like post-production content, this is value you can't get anywhere else. It's unparalleled. Just like my friend, Ray Haspin, the co-founder, CEO of Property Meld, and the creator of the best residential steak I've ever had. Thank you so much, Ray, for joining me. You are Ray of the Playbook. Ray of the Playbook, David Meltzer here with Entrepreneurs the Playbook.